smart talk all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
With Warren McCartney is sponsored by Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, CFAL, Ron's Electric Motors, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Wendy's, J.S. Johnson, the Water and Sewage Corporation, BTC, the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, and the Digital Transformation Unit.
Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. All right, we got a number of things going on in the news that are important, and we will take a look at them. We have the ongoing crime situation. The murders are once again escalating. We are at 27 murders at least for the year, and we see the stories about five killed over the weekend. And I'll be honest with you, this is an issue that we always have to pay attention to and always want to seek to address. But it's difficult for me to get overly excited about this. Maybe that's for younger men and women who have not seen the level of bloodshed that I have documented over the years. I don't believe that it's a matter of something the government alone can do unless very drastic measures are taken. I am willing to buy in to some of those drastic measures, depending on exactly how thoroughly they'll be executed. We have an issue, and this is not to pin anything on any one in particular. We have, well, let me say it like this. I saw that Deputy Prime Minister Chester Cooper wrote something over the weekend about the death of Carissa Comer. So Carissa's a young lady who reportedly took her own life in front of her two-year-old son. She's 25 years old. She's a victim of domestic abuse, was in what should be characterized perhaps as a safe house, but not so sure. And she took her own life, reportedly. Her friend said that she had messaged her the night that she took her own life and said, you know, she couldn't do it anymore. She couldn't take it. She felt hopeless, broken. She doesn't have a mother, doesn't have a father. She was in foster care for most of her life. But she apparently couldn't take it any longer. So Chester Cooper wrote a post. I'm seeing if I can pull it up, but I may not be able to in the time we have allotted to us. But he said something I agree with. Even though there's an onus on the government to make sure that we're stopping these killings from just happening at will, apparently, as the gang members want. Fernander, Clayton Fernander, Deputy Commissioner of Police, he's saying that the murders are gang-related. All right, so we're going to talk about the murders. Let me pull up Chester Cooper's thing, which doesn't have to do so much with murder, but speaks to violence as well in our country. One moment. All right. I'm going to find this. I want to specifically say what he said. All right. So he's saying, I don't see it, for the love of God. Anyway. All right. One of the things that Chester Cooper said, okay, I see it. He said that, do we wish to keep expressing outrage when young women die, wondering if we could have done more, or do we want to do all we can in every aspect to stem this tide of senseless death? He says, I want to do all I can. There are laws that need strengthening, and there are laws that need resources to enforce. I will work with my parliamentary colleagues to ensure we do not just pay lip service to this issue. We also need every citizen to act in the interests of each other. All right? So he says, we also need every citizen to act within the interests of, to act in the interests of each other. He says, Parliament alone cannot remedy this. Neither can police by themselves. He says, there's no excuse for this gender-based violence that's apparently escalating in our country. And we must remember those who have been taken away, but we must never stop fighting to protect those who are with us. That's not the part I wanted to read, actually. Oh, okay. He says, we have much to be proud of in our society, but there's a need for deep reflection on what we truly want our society to be. All right? Good. So, he says, there's a need for deep reflection on what we want our society to be. So here's the issue. Society is made up of many moving parts. If you're of the opinion that the government alone is responsible for society functioning in an orderly fashion, functioning in a humanitarian fashion, then you'd be wrong. With this society, if you want to go, say, North Korea, even China, as hardcore as they go, they don't have a perfect society. Although, they tell me in China you could walk around 4 o'clock in the morning by yourself, and ain't nobody will touch you. You could leave your stuff on the side of the street. But they have... They've been ingrained with a healthy respect for the authority of the government, okay? Let's say that. Perhaps that we don't actually have here in this country. All right, so society functions on many levels. I'm going to go, so Chester Cooper says we need to think of what society we want to have, all right? So absolutely, we must think of what society we want to have. Now let's go to Wayne Monroe, right? Wayne Monroe, and he said this repeatedly, all right. He says that we have to start in the home, right? We got to start raising better kids. We got to start making sure that we hold ourselves accountable for the crime that's happening in our neighborhoods. I feel you, Wayne Monroe. I do. I'll say this, though. If you're calling on these kids, many of whom were raised without fathers, by single women, to now somehow grasp what it is to act sensibly as a responsible man. Not saying a single woman can't raise a man. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if you look at the demographics, they sometimes speak for themselves. You can get mad if you want. I'm not out here killing people. If you're waiting for that to kick in, I say give that another 10 to 15 years, right? And I say, always preach that message. Always preach that message. Raise your kids better and make sure you're doing right by them. And, you know, you hear a lot of these women say, look, after he gets a certain age, and I've heard this over and over and over and over. I raise my son properly. After he gets a certain age, I can't tell him nothing. After he gets bigger than I am, what am I supposed to do? I can't beat him no more. He could beat me, right? If you're waiting for society to make this seismic shift. Like, let's say everybody out there who's raising young men, and let's not play cute about it, it's the men are killing each other. Young black men are killing each other in New Providence. Okay? Just in case you were under any illusions. All right? So, if at this point, every young woman who's raising a child, right? And even some of the young men are raising children. But if at this point, all the children who are at risk, let's say that, right? If all their parents go, well, hell, you know what? Wayne Monroe's right. And they do everything they can. They make sure that they sit with the boys, they find a job that is comfortable for them, that they can afford comfortable living conditions, and let's just pretend in this perfect society that everything's taken care of. The kids have enough food to eat, the kids have clothes to wear, the kids are not influenced by the gangs that populate the neighborhoods where they live, and all of these kids are going to be on the right track, and they're going to be in after-school programs. They're going to put them in Boys Brigade. They're going to go in, like, scouts, and they're going to play baseball, and they'll be perfectly behaved young men. If that were to set in today, we're looking at another 12 to 15 years for those young boys to become adults who can act responsibly. Now, here's the thing. We got to acknowledge two things. The first thing is the majority of young men out here are not criminals. They're not committing crimes. They're not trying to murder people. They're not trying to rob people. The majority. All right? Is there a large subsection of young men who are doing this, who are ready to kill and rob and steal? Absolutely. Right? But if we're waiting for all those at-risk young men who are going to grow up to somehow change, we still got at least another decade of what appears to be unbridled murder on the streets of New Providence. All right? So we still got years and years and years left of this if we're just waiting for parental intervention in this perfect world to kick in. And I'm with Wayne Monroe. I feel you. You do need to raise better children. You can't just have these guys out here like monsters, and then the end of the day, either raise them effectively, yes, or don't have them. Okay? Y'all don't like hear that, right? Richard Lightbourne said it, although you know, you probably won't be careful with that one, Richard Lightbourne. Richard Lightbourne said everyone was outraged. Father James Palacios said it, everyone was outraged, right? Either take care of your children, understand how you are raising them, or don't have them. Or when the police get a hold of them and something you don't like goes down, you could maybe save the crocodile tears. Now, people don't like that. And I'm probably the wrong guy for you to talk to crime about, because people want me to take this very egalitarian, let's fix the justice system view, right? Let's not entertain any possible extrajudicial action on the part of police. And that, you make a good point, because you don't know how far that can go. But I'm under no illusions that we're all going to link arms like the Care Bears and project love over New Providence. And these bloodthirsty animals are going to stop slaughtering each other. And they stop caring now. Used to be before, they try to catch them when they're alone. Now they just open fire in a crowd. We've had children die, right? What's the Care Bear emotion? Is it the rainbow? And it all clears up, right? We're all going to get together. I forget the Care Bear slogan. That's what y'all want, right? Me to tell y'all that? Let's all link hands and let's love each other. And these dudes are murderers. They're homicidal maniacs, okay? They're not going to fix each other other than kill each other out. Or some deep, deep reflection inside a prison. I'm so sorry. You want me to say the politically correct thing and that all will be well. All will not be well. I've been watching this for years and years and years. Clayton Fernander, you know I love you, Clayton Fernander. He's saying, well, it's a gang war. Word, ACP or DCP. Word, it's a gang war. It's always been a gang war. That's all it's been, is drug gangs are consistently repopulated with young men, and they wage war on the streets of New Providence. It ain't nothing new. Not even close. All right? This isn't something that happened away where I go, oh man, what happened here? He knows just what's going on. The police know just what's going on. And so for me, I don't have a bunch of touchy-feely, warm-hearted solutions for you about the misguided youth. You could start now and try to help some of the kids who are coming up. A lot of these that are lost. And I don't believe in prison for everything. But for guns, for murder, for manslaughter, for grievous harm, for armed robbery that these guys got going on out here, they need to go to jail. All right? And not no simple type of jail where everything's fine and technicalities, release this one and that one. We need to think about how we're addressing these issues. Because they're not going to make it out here loose on the street. I might as well brief you. They're not going to just pick up and go, well, let's not kill each other. That's not going to happen. Right? So it's going to take stronger police action. You want to start with young kids? That's fine. But these older set out here, by the time they hit 15, 16, 17, you can't help them. Like maybe some shock treatment. But you got to catch them young, young, young. And I know you don't want to hear that. And I know you want to hear, you know, this real, I feel sorry for everybody and this philosophical approach and the young men are lost and all this stuff like that. These guys know exactly what they're doing. All right? A lot of them are killers and they live in a world of kill or be killed. And yeah, a lot of them had unfortunate circumstances, but at the same time, you know right from wrong. You know you're not supposed to be riding around murdering people. You know that. You know you're not supposed to deal drugs. You know that, right? If you were unaware, you would have set up shop legit-like, right? But you know. You shouldn't have guns. You know. You know all this. You shouldn't be taking Molly. What the hell these kids take now? Perks? Percocet, Xanax. Well, let's find these drugs. Help me. I got, like, back pain. And no doc, you know what I mean? You go to the doctor, and he looks at you like, you're going to go cut an old lady's throat because you're on crack. But these guys get this stuff off the street? How are they getting it? Anyway. All this touchy-feely that y'all have going on, I'm not with it. I feel for kids who are disadvantaged, but at the same time, many, 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 many people came out of poverty in the Bahamas. And poverty that, I'll be honest, a lot of what they call poverty today, they're not, it is still better than the poverty that a lot of people came up in before the majority rule era. All right? That's a different day. That's like poverty when you don't know you're poor. Right? So it's not going to be an easy solution. There's no heartfelt, go give everybody a hug way for us to address this. And again, I may be the wrong person because you're not going to hear this politically correct sob story from me. These guys are homicidal maniacs. They're on the street killing apparently at will. And the only thing that's going to stop them is if they are killed or the police either kill them or arrest them. And arresting them and only stop them for a little while. Am I advocating for extrajudicial killing? I am not. But I'm saying there's no this situation, there's no comfortable way out of it. So get that out of your head. That somehow the PLP is going to come in power and figure out the solution. It's not going to happen. These guys are going to continue to kill each other until they are killed or the police stop them. One of the two. You could have all the altar calls you want. We'll see how that goes. You could have all the intervention and go into the community and all that. Once these guys hit 70, 18, 19, it's done. I had a friend call me on Friday. He goes, listen to me. I am sitting in traffic outside the Mall of Marathon. There are 50 young boys in the street throwing bottles and rocks and wielding knives and chasing each other. Half of them don't have on a school uniform. The other half have on an RMBA uniform. That's what he told me. And he had no reason to lie. He goes, and the guys with no uniform are chasing the guys in the RMBA uniform. I go, yeah, because you know who the guys with no uniform are? Remember 2 years ago when you shut all the schools? That's all of them. The 13-year-olds, the 14-year-olds who didn't have anywhere safe to go to get something to eat, to have some structure during the day when you just shut the schools because it's what all the Europeans told you to do. They dropped out. They've become criminal, and they're never going back. And the kids whose parents fought so hard to keep them in school and keep them on the straight and narrow, they're now targets. All right? So wake up. This dream y'all have out here, Like it's just some misunderstanding what these kids are doing. These kids are turning to criminals from their teenagers. And the killing's not going to stop anytime soon unless the police do something very, very, very forceful. And every time we see that, you get a lot of public pushback, like the police are being... Like, I hear this call, right? And I do understand what Brave Davis is saying. I do understand what Paul Roll is saying. And yes, you do want a kindler, gentler sort of policing when you're dealing with your average member of the public. But I'm sorry. I need hardcore commandos when we're talking about these drug gangs that are armed to the teeth and have no consideration of who they kill. And so I can't do it. I can't come on here and go, it's so hard for these young boys. Come on now. You know you're not supposed to be killing each other. You know that. Why would you wait outside R.M. Bailey to go chase other kids with knives? What is happening? Right? And we're supposed to do what? All reach out and go cook hot meals for the kids? I don't get it. This is now an issue that needs to be dealt with by the police force and by the judicial system. And we can start working on the younger kids who we can maybe start to save. But all this, let's sing Kumbaya and I'll find the Care Bear slogan, right? And shoot rainbows out of our chest, right? Care Bears can get it done. Care Bears can change a nation. These killers gonna start going to church, start cleaning up around the neighborhood. Once the Care Bears get involved, step into reality with me. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Let Wendy's heat up your morning. Wake up with our new hot honey chicken biscuit that is forged in flavor and made fresh every morning just for you. Forged from a fusion of sweet honey and spicy heat. Wendy's new hot honey chicken biscuit is our breaded premium all-white chicken breast topped with habanero honey served on a fresh-baked buttermilk biscuit. It offers the perfect balance of sweet heat. Better mornings always start at Wendy's.
Children are a blessing and should be treated with love and care. They deserve safe, stable, and nurturing relationships, a supportive family environment, and positive social networks. Mothers, fathers, teachers, aunties, uncles, neighbors, Bahamas, let's do our part to stop the physical, sexual, and mental abuse of our children. Make the calls, file the reports, save precious lives. Let's join hands and hearts and say no more to child abuse. This message was brought to you by CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
One thing there is no debate about is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to the revolution. We were talking about the killings that took place. I'm out of outrage. I won't lie to you. That, like I said, probably get like a younger, like skeetier one to like have the outrage energy. I'm not with the outrage. I'm like, keep these dudes away from me and my family. Whatever you got to do that as they go slaughter each other, keep it away from me and my family, because they don't care about their lives and they don't care about other people's lives. And it's just not something I want to invest a great deal of emotion in at this point in time. I just want to make sure me and mine are safe because y'all don't care if y'all kill each other. Clearly. All right. I'm not about that action. Now, if you come to my house, we got a different story altogether. I don't want no trouble with nobody. I go outside. I mind my manners. I stay online, right? I try to be as congenial as I can to the homeless people who are begging. Except, if y'all keep running up on my window, we end up having a problem. Like, get out of my face. If I tell you I don't got no money, you standing there for another 30 seconds looking at me, ain't gonna make money magically appear. I'd really want to throw something at you. I won't lie to you. Like, move on, dude. Move on. Or work. I went to Checkers. I lie. I did confront one dude. I went to Checkers. Shout out to Checkers to get some sauce, you know, on Saturday. Because my kids just wake up and they want sauce. And I ain't finna sit there and cook no sauce. Because they only, like, sip the broth and watch you make it. That's what they into. On a Saturday. I want to watch you make the sauce. That's what it is. Anyway, I go to Checkers. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, bro. And there's a dude, younger than me, perfectly healthy, stands outside. Hey, boss, you could get me one breakfast? Why don't you go pick up a broom or a mop? You in front of F&M headquarters. I know they're washing cars back there. Go do some work. What kind of man are you? You asking another man to buy you lunch? Anyway, what are y'all doing? I told him, I said, bro, if you don't get out of my face but buy you no breakfast, you mistaken, eh? You need to check downstairs, see what's going on with you. I must buy you grown, hairy man breakfast because you don't feel like doing nothing when I must work for my money? No, sir. And I can't be all gentle with y'all no more either. I know I'm saying, boy, well, I'm bugging today. No, don't. I can't do it with you. Raise your churn properly or the police will get them or the courts will get them. Other than that, figure out what y'all want to do. Oh, sorry. Let me read this. Script 1. Don't run up on my window, though. I can have a problem. We can have a problem. I don't want no trouble. You can do something to the window and I can get out. And I can strike you, and you done been on drugs for 15 years, so your heart probably ain't no good, and you can flop out dead, and I could be the one lock up. Leave me alone. It says the COVID-19 pandemic isn't over yet. The COVID-19 vaccines and boosters are now available at South Beach Clinic on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. On Wednesday at Flamingo Gardens Clinic, 1 to 5 p.m. and Elizabeth Estates Clinic, 3 to 6 p.m. and Fleming Street from 4 to 6 p.m. and at Marathon Mall Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Protect yourself and others by getting your COVID-19 vaccine today. Visit vax.gov.bs to register or simply walk in to any of these locations. All right, so anyway, those are my feelings about what's going on. And they say, oh, why aren't you cold? These young men who dying. Yeah, they're dying. That's normal. That's where we live. Right? Where about 100 plus young men will die by gunfire or through violence every year. The vast majority of them will be under the age of 30 and black. A few women will also be in there. All right, don't act like this is something new. Oh, no, don't act like you just showed up from Mars, like you a stranger in a strange land. Come on, be serious. All right, and y'all get to work. I ain't buying any of y'all breakfast. I ain't doing nothing. Get to work. All right, get to go pick up a broom, a mop, something. I can't do it with y'all no more. How you grown and want me buy you breakfast? What was you doing all night? That had you work up appetite, but ain't got no money. I'm so curious. I know what y'all say. Breakfast only costs $2, Juan. First of all, it costs more than $2 at Checkers, and it's worth it. Second of all, I don't care if it costs 50 cents. It's principles. It's principalities involved. Let's go to the phone line. 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Vaughn. What's up, my brother?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
I am great, man. Hey, you know, so I don't want to laugh, right? It's not a laughing matter. But when certain things happen in this country when it comes to killing, it don't bother me no more. Because like you said, Mr. McCartney, from years and years and years and years ago, you talk, you tell a cow come back over the moon, the dish run away with the spoon, however. Some of these fellas, they don't make up in their mind. They go, and I want people to understand that who have families and this promiscuous lifestyle. Your family members ride or die.
Right.
Now, if y'all cannot come to reality of that, then something mentally wrong with your head, especially when you know your brother, your friend, your boyfriend, your family member in this promiscuous lifestyle. So if you're involved in this promiscuous lifestyle, I will encourage all of those who family members are doing that, go and put them in some insurance. I don't mean to sound cold on your talk show.
That's what's happening. Only,
I'm being real. Get something back from some of them, because all is happening now in this country is the poor black people. You know what I mean, Vaughn? Killing up one another.
Yep.
And then you know what's happened? You know what's gonna happen? Then some of your family members who work and barely get your job back. Now you gotta go find money for a funeral home. You gotta go find money for T-shirt, because you don't like put the people's face on the T-shirt. You gotta find money for the badge. That make any sense?
Right. Get your insurance policy. Yeah.
These fellas, some of these, Mr. McCarthy, let me tell you something. I talked to a police a few years ago, one of my good friends. He was a sergeant then. And he said that one day they had a call to go to Nassau Village. And a couple of years ago, that's when they had that, you know, that killing, like going out of style in Nassau Village.
Right.
And he said during that time he had a new recruit that passed out from the college in the Bahamas. I mean, from the police college. And say, man, when the call came over the radio said, he said, D-West, you know something? So the recruit say, Sarge, man, you know, I don't remember the word for what he said, but anyway, you know, it's a killing or something. He didn't use the word killing, but whatever they respond to in Nassau Village.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, he told the recruit, say, man, listen to me. I go in home, get me something to eat, and then we go in there. You know why he said that? Because he is sick and tired. All right, I look at Mr. Audley Peters this week, and the only thing that was left for that gentleman to do was cry. You understand me? Was to cry. The passion in his voice is like, what do y'all want? Some of y'all family members, tell me something, who family members get the guns and doing this. What y'all want the police to do if y'all ain't doing nothing? What y'all want the pastors to do? What y'all want the politicians to do if y'all, as y'all listen to me and listen to Vaughn and listen to the callers and the texters, knowing that y'all family get the guns in the house, as y'all listen to these talk shows right now, Vaughn?
Yep.
They know. And it's be so sad. I don't feel sorry to a point. I feel sorry for some of the family members to see that your family got to come out in the road and scream and cry. Why y'all screaming and crying and y'all know what your brother's doing? Y'all know where the guns is. Some of y'all who know what y'all family doing, boy, I can hang up now, responsible for some of y'all family in the grave. Because y'all got to stop it or try. But you know when y'all can try stop it? Oh, they killed my brother. Oh, they killed my sister. When it's too late.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bahamian people. The police can't do it. The government can't do it. The clergymen, the pastors, the social, the activists. Foolishness about shock treatment. Some of these people who are trying to bring these things need to get shocked because something is wrong with some of their brain. The only way this can work, Mr. McCartney, is some of these family members say to their brothers today, look here, I know what you're going to do. Give that up.
Absolutely. Thanks, DeWitt. I appreciate you. We're going to break for news, and we'll be back. Someone says it's the Care Bear Stare. 5-4-3-2-1-7. I guess, man, y'all call the Care Bears, because I can't do it. Let's go to a break. We'll be back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
We believe in relationship banking. We take pride in getting to know our clients. You have access to knowledgeable, approachable ambassadors and financial coaches so that we can recommend the best product for you. At Fidelity, we care about you. From your financial health to your physical health, we can relate to you because we're just like you. Come and start your relationship banking experience with us today. Visit us online at fidelitygroup.com, visit any of our branches in Nassau or Grand Bahama, or phone 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 for Freeport.
Burger King Nassau is taking spice to new heights with the new Baja Whopper and Baja Crispy Chicken sandwiches. Enjoy your choice of a flame-grilled Whopper or crispy chicken filet topped with chipotle sauce, guacamole, jalapenos, cheese, lettuce, tomato, all on a fresh potato bun. The new Baja sandwiches at Burger King Nassau pack plenty of flavor, and with an ice-cold Pepsi and fries or onion rings, it's the perfect way to fill your day. The Baja Whopper and Baja Crispy Chicken sandwich are only available at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Samantha's always on point. She doesn't miss a thing. When she signs up for any insurance policy, she reads all the fine print. She knows what's covered, what's not covered, and she's aware of her deductibles. When it comes to insurance, it pays to know your policy. Review every insurance policy so you know what you're covered for. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
One thing there is no debate about is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Will McCartney. So good to have you with us. We were talking about the killings, my personal take on it. A lot of people may not agree with it. That's fine. You're entitled to your own views. I'm not here anymore to try to figure out how to fix all this. I just understand that these guys are not going to stop killing each other. They don't have any legitimate fear of the police or, in fact, death, it would seem. So it's not something that I consider and go, well, let's do that. It's not. You can either, we could try to save the next generation before it's too late and throw our stuff at that, but we need to throw police and judicial and prison resources at this generation of guys who are hell-bent on killing each other. And a lot of the young ladies are complicit too. Don't get me wrong. They might not be pulling the trigger, but a lot of young women are caught up in this drug lifestyle, have boyfriends who are dealing drugs, know people who are dealing drugs, help them hide drugs, hide guns. Never get over the girl who, the young lady who went to go pick up the guns, allegedly, from the courier service that her boyfriend sent her to pick up. You can be that lost, right? Like, if I raise my daughter to be that, I don't care how in love you are. If I, there's being in love, and then there's just being dumb, right? So, in fact, I love my wife with all my heart. I ain't gonna go pick up no gun for her. We not gonna do that. How does that conversation work? You and your girlfriend are talking, and you tell her you're gonna traffic in guns, and she somehow thinks that's gonna work out, and then she gets involved too, so y'all are both gonna be in prison? I don't get it. So a lot of young women are complicit too. And a lot of young women are not properly raising their children. I'm not mad at you for having children. Just make sure you got the capacity to take care of them. And you know, women feel different about women too, right? So I was with a colleague of mine at a shopping center a few years ago. And I'm not going to lie, I have more of a soft heart for like young women who are in need than young men. Maybe I was just raised in this kind of macho, chauvinistic type world where men, there's no excuse for men not working, for not earning a livelihood or whatever like that. And so the young lady, she had two small kids, and she's all disheveled and unkempt and just lost. The kids are all dirty and in tattered clothing and all this stuff like that. And she was like, she came up to us, and we went for lunch somewhere. I think I was taking her to pick up her car, and we had stopped for lunch at that point before I dropped her back to get her car, which she was getting serviced. And so the young lady comes up to us with her two kids. Couldn't have been more than six, right? Looked terrible. Just break right up. She looked terrible. The kids looked terrible. She clearly couldn't take care of herself or the kids. And so she came and asked for money, right? And I went to just go give her the money. I didn't even ask any questions. And the lady who was with me, she's like, how you have these children out here looking like this? And immediately I understood, like, and the woman understood, like, this is a woman thing, I think. Like, where women have an understanding with each other that, yeah, you have children, but you don't have your children out here like this. So something that men don't always grasp as quickly as women. Of course, I won't let my children go out looking crazy, but, you know. And she actually was having a conversation with the woman who, I'm not going to lie, looked like she was on drugs. And she was being very probative about how this woman allowed herself to be in this situation and have her children in this situation. And I always felt very guilty in considering that, especially with young women. But it's not a standard I put toward men. Like, with men, I really ain't trying to hear it. Unless you have some deep, deep, deep psychological problem, I really ain't trying to delve into how you got where you at. Because, like, I tell my wife, you know, black men don't have the luxury of being lazy in this world. Black men don't have the luxury of being weak in this world. And I say black men, know that 90% of us are some form of black we identify as, but it's just real. You don't get to be black and sit down and don't do nothing. You always gonna be worse off than others if you don't grasp that as a black person, and hold yourself accountable and try to hold others accountable. And some might not like that racial aspect of it, but that's how I operate in the world, because I learned a long time. Because y'all are kicking with this light skin stuff, right? When I went to the place where everybody was white, I was black. All right? It wasn't no, I'm adjacent to nothing. I was black. And if I got my hair cut real low, they would think I was like Mexican. But it was still, it wasn't no, you're part of us. And so while you meet very nice people and very beautiful people, you have to understand that you don't have that luxury of falling behind in this world, particularly for black men. I hold ourselves to a different standard. All right. Let's go to the phone line. And y'all don't have to agree with me. It's fine. Right? I listen to talk shows all the time and I don't agree with people. It is what it is. If I'm not making any sense, feel free to say that. If I'm incorrect about something, feel free to say that. But we're entitled to have our differences of opinion on these matters. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No? Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what are you doing?
I'm great, how are you?
Man, I'm fine. My buddy, boy, you're getting better and better all the time.
Thank you.
Let me make my little 2 or 3, 5 cents today. First of all, I agree with about 85% of what the witch say. But the only thing I don't agree with you on, see, if we keep losing all these young men, I don't know who is going to afford it and help sustain our beautiful country. You know, make that, you know, because we need to solve the problem. And when I agree with you, and all of the VIBs, I sell all the mothers them. Insurance, man. At least, because if you ain't put on the North Insurance, then again, if you don't contribute, you get nothing to get. And that ain't no more than fair. You know, one, you know, that's my old blog, so I hang him there every Jesus Christ day. When the first young guy got killed, he passed every day. You know what I mean? And I called one show this morning, and I want you to just bear with me for a couple of minutes. See, in that area, you know, I said to Mr. Police, to your first kind of harm, he born and grew up Rachel Gibbs Corner. Chief Superintendent Roberto Goodman, born and grew up Rachel Foot Lane. Mark Burt, Chief Superintendent Mark Barrett, born and grew up Rachel Woodland Corner. We don't have no police shortage in that area. BK Bunby Jr., born, and he know they are quite well. Just let these people do the job, Mr. Bean Money. Prime Minister, let these people do the job, please. When the guy got killed the first day, I asked him, the camera right there, that same day, the police was at a mini station right there between Thompson Lane and Sean Connor. The two of those corners are there then. You see, but for some kind of reason, I feel as if they don't want to do their job. And that's why I keep telling people the commission of police should be voted in. So if they ain't doing a good job, the people have the right to fire them and move them. You see, you put people who can do their job. Because it looks like when you see from 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, all the senior police officers go home. Seems like, I mean, we're in this country, this is a world country. We can sexist, you know. Now, so it's the lockdown, you know. Just leave the police officers alone. We got short hands, hire the defense force, let the defense force, that's what you do your job, man. One, if they don't do nothing soon, they don't do nothing soon, we can soon have no more Bahamas. And Lord help us if America put a travel ban on us right now. And time to take my call, my brother.
Okay, thanks. All right, let's do some text messages. Sorry, let these linger for a while. I wanted to talk about the Ken Dorsett thing, too, and the health protocols as well. We'll see. But again, this goes back to, like Chester Cooper say, figure out what kind of society y'all want. Right? I know what kind of society I don't want. Like this right here with all the killing and stuff. Even though it's not everybody, not everybody's killing everybody all the time. I get that. But there's a subset of people who are killing each other very intentionally. And I don't want a society where that's just normal or we get comfortable with it. It says, good day, Juan. All the hard work and sweat you put into losing weight. Why does The Guardian have this fat picture of you in today's paper? Advertising revolution, why? I know, I'm trying to get to the bottom of that now, too. All them good headshots that Terrell Clinton took for us. It says, didn't know you had Mexican in your blood, or did you ever think it of my own? If you don't laugh, you'll cry, LOL. No, I ain't got no kind of Mexican or nothing. I got, it just goes to say, you don't get just invited to the club because you got lighter skin. It don't work like that. It says, Juan, 27 murders for the year. It's time to hang. Yeah, go hang people, no problem. Who you gonna hang? And there's nobody under the sentence of death currently. You just want to pull random people out and hang them? Kind of like Saudi Arabia. I saw Saudi Arabia. They killed 81 people. One shot. Over the weekend. And in Saudi Arabia, they chop your head off. Right? They don't like, oh, let's just put a needle and kind of watch him go away slow. Nope. Come. Head chopped off. It says, when those 6 men were murdered on Jerome Avenue, every PLP and their trolls opened their mouth talking garbage. Now it seems like they swallowed their tongue. They're silent as a church mouse. Asking Wayne Monroe, Minister of National Security, what is the plan going forward to mitigate the explosion of murders and other crimes? He's been silent lately. Well, here's my thing. Crime, to me, shouldn't be a political issue. But when you pop up and talk about you got the solutions to crime and you play politics with the other party in crime, don't be surprised when people put it back on you. All right? Don't be surprised when people put it back on you. All right? When you come like, we could fix crime, can you? how, right? Like, how hardcore are we trying to go? Because remember when, I don't know if you guys remember this, and who it was? This Clint did this story. When Clint was at ZNS, and he had a story, and Perry Christie was like, there was murders, a lot of murders, right? It's Christie's like second term. It's like a ton of murders happened. And then Clint went to the OPM, and Christie had like the whole map of New Providence with the hot spots and crime. And he's talking about, you know, what they need to do and who the police need to target and all that. And at least he was looking at it, which, you know, I give him credit for. But one of the things that Christie had said might happen is they might put a curfew in place. And a lot of people were like, oh, curfew can't happen, and da 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 da, as all these people were getting killed, right? And what COVID-19 showed us is not only can you enforce a curfew on New Providence, you could lock the whole bloody island down pretty much. And everybody, even the drug dealers and the killers, kind of chill out. It says one in the last 15 years out of the 1,200 plus murders, how many convictions do you think we had? Good question. I understand the conviction rate is somewhere around 25%, if I'm not mistaken. Thing is, the AG's office, whether it's lack of evidence or poor court performance, they get very few convictions. Someone should ask the police, what is the conviction rate over the last 15 years? Really, that's why we have so much retaliation. Killers out doing more killing and getting killed, finally. Also introduced a $1,000 fee for handgun licenses for law-abiding citizens. Mandatory training for 3 months, you can get your legal handgun. I'm with you. Absolutely. He says, we don't really want the gangbangers procreating, to be honest. Yep, well. It says, black men have to be exceptional. Yeah, I mean, just by virtue of being black, but also how we're set up, like, chances are, if you're born black, you don't have any great deal of generational wealth or prosperity undergirding you, and so you're going to have to work to get it. It ain't fair, but that's what it is. And again, you don't have to agree with me. You can have your own points of view. I know I've been watching this stuff for a long time now, and this idea that if one person just loves a little bit harder, it's all going to work out, I don't see it. It says, I totally agree with you. All right, well, that person does agree with me. It says, people complain about the shock treatment program, but I fully endorse it, Juan. Sometimes tough love applies. I work in education in a very rural area and actually know of several primary students who were headed down the wrong road and were scared straight. There's nothing between doing and not doing. You either part of the problem or the solution. That would go over a lot of folks' head. Yeah. As far as shock treatment, it is shocking to see that going on. But you need to give me some empirical data as to the results of your program. Either way, I think. And so you could just say, well, we want it. Does it get results is my question. Like, how many kids go through the program and end up dead or end up in prison or end up graduating from high school, et cetera, moving on to higher education, working world, et cetera? Like, I'd be interested in knowing that. Other than that, we're just trying to throw it out there and see if it works. Say good morning, the gummy bears, too. Gummy bears. Says, great talking points, Juan. The movies call the Care Bear Stare, where they lock hands and do the little belly thing that hits you and you get warm and fuzzy. We're a nation of conks, though. Nothing bear like about my people. So we do the conk huddle, where we cling in little groups and hope danger doesn't see us. LOL, tell me I lie. No, you ain't lie. Like, I was on again, you figure out what kind of country you want to have. So I'm on, I go to the Montague Ramp, right, on Saturday, and Friday, I went to the Montague Ramp to go get some fish, and before that, I'd taken my son to get a haircut, because he's going back to school, he went back to school full-time today, praise God, and while we were waiting for the fish, there's a homeless guy who is an alcoholic that I'm certain of, B, a drug addict, I am told, and C, has suffered some sort of mental break, either naturally or through abusing substances. Not sure. You know who I'm talking about. If you go around Esso on the run on Bay Street, or let me not, what's that corner? The corner of Bay Street and, is it, what was it? Jesus. The corner that Noel's Liquor is on. Shout out to Noel's Liquor, by the way. Anyway, he frequents between that junction and Montague Ramp, right? So oftentimes he will be undressing in the middle of the road, and someone will have to run him, but he'll be back and forth. So anyway, how is it that the vagrants are the only ones who go undisturbed in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas? Anyway, we'll talk about that another day. So I have my son. My son's 8. And we're standing out. He wants to get out and see the conch shells and all this stuff and the fish and all this. And the vagrant, the homeless guy who's cracked out, he comes around and he's talking about some craziness, you know, just CIA type stuff, just babbling gibberish, you know what I mean? And my son gets nervous, you know what I mean? Because he's not used to that yet, right? I'm used to strange, random vagrants all over the place in any state of being, running up on everybody, all right? So, that's my boy, Matt. Say, I forgot about the Wahoo. No, I saw you. I know you brought me to Wahoo, Matt. I got my system set up. I got, like, grouper for, like, Saturday. My wife will get my boy Kobe at Almond Tree. If he makes, like, a stew on Sunday, I'll get that. And then, you know, I get the Wahoo from my boy Matt, and that's Sunday dinner. In fact, I have Wahoo right now sitting next to me. I can't eat because I'm on here. That my wife made it last night. Anyway, my son gets all nervous because the vagrant guy's like 10 feet away from us just talking gibberish. And I'm used to this guy. So I know if you tell him piss off, he'll leave, right? He won't get violent with you or anything like this, you know? Not that I'm aware of at all. And my son's all nervous. And I told my son, I was like, dude, calm down. There are going to be situations where there are people around. You're not going to be comfortable with them around, but you don't need to be afraid. Just be aware of your circumstances. And later on, I thought to myself, it's something I have to do for my son because he's growing up here and he's raised here. But do I want this to be the case? To where like a babbling, half-dressed, coked-out man who's otherwise perfectly able is just on the foreshore, running out with garbage, talking to himself. He wasn't bothering nobody, but, you know, his presence kind of offends. And everybody's just ignoring him like he doesn't exist. I'm going, you know, I don't want that type of society, but it's kind of where we are right now. Are there bums out? Are there vagrants out west? I don't live out there. Like, what's the cutoff point? Like the roundabout by Gladstone Road? Are there no vagrants west of there? Like south or north? Somebody let me know. Because East Bay Street, it's chock full of them. Let's go to the phone lines. Good afternoon. So I don't want that kind of society, but it's society in which we live. It's a society in which we live until someone says we need to do something about these people. Right? You don't have to go like round them off and put them in a concentration camp. I'm just saying we need to figure out. These people need long-term care. All right? And they are possibly a danger to themselves and society. Let's go to phone line. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hi, Juan. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
It's going not too well today. I don't want to change the subject today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could you please aggravate on the government to finish these CLECO payments, hopefully?
CLECO?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I can.
Could you bring the subject up again, please?
Okay.
At some point in time this week?
Yeah, I got it. I'll try to remember that so we can bring that back up to see what's
okay,
going.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we could use an update on that, by the way.
All right.
All right. We got another call. Let's do it. CLECO. I'm gonna write that down. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good day, Juan. How you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
Life is good. I really appreciate your talk today, and I hear the passion in your words. You know, you say you're beyond outrage because of the situation, and it is sad when you hear that because you know he who feels it knows it. People who are living in the society, and being victim of crime, and just hearing it, you don't even need to necessarily say, I can wait till one of my family members die to feel it. No, we as a society have to decide, as the question was asked, what type of society we want to live in. But I'll tell you this one, you know, I'll use an analogy. It's like pantyhose. There's no one size fit all.
Yeah.
What I mean by that is, what we're seeing is a result of a lot of different things that have happened to our young men, particularly in our country. And while some of them need to go in prison, and while some of them ain't get changed until they die, we also have some of them who are getting involved as a form of initiation, looking for attention, mm-hmm. looking to be a part of a group or people who recognize them as somebody.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of young men out there who have been neglected for different reasons, and they are hurting, and some of them are angry. There are young men who would have gone, they would have been born in our hospitals, they would have been schooled in our schools, but when they graduate, they can't get a job. Why? Because they're not a Bohemian, or they don't have a birth certificate that identifies them as a Bohemian. That is sad. Those are some of the realities. We have some young men out there who've been deserted by fathers. We have some young men out there who've really been put in some awkward situations that a lot of people are not aware of, but they're very quick to judge and to say, and don't get me wrong, I'm not advocating violence one bit. What I'm simply saying is that there's no one size fit all. We have to explore these issues, and we have to find resolution for our young men.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them need to go in jail, but some of them don't. Some of them are just trying to be accepted. Some of them are getting in these gangs to be a part of it because they've never felt a part of a family before. And we have to recognize that. Some of these guys are very talented, smart guys. I had an opportunity to speak to some guys on the street, and these guys are genius, but they just don't have an avenue or an opportunity how they can express their talent, how they can explore their purpose in life and stuff like that. These are not crazy, uneducated guys. These are guys who are very, very intelligent. So I'm saying to our country and to our people, we can't look at everybody through the same lens. But there are problems out there we have to address, and we have to go after it if you're going to make an impact. You cannot make an impact where you don't have an influence. So you have to get down to the ground, and you have to touch some lives. You have to be willing to go there and talk to some of these guys. When we see the locations where people would have died, you pass them, and you see flowers, and you see ribbons, and you see teddy bears. Where are those positive signs of conflict resolution? Where are those quotes? Where are those words that people can look at and say, boy, you know, I never looked at it like that. You know, a kind word turn away wrath, or some other words of positivity where when people look at that spot, they can see that. These are some of the things we can do to avoid these spots coming back up, to avoid the teddy bears and the flowers along the street. Let's put up signs of affirmation. Let's put up signs of encouragement, signs of support, and let's take it to the next level. Let's go into some of these communities and find a way of reaching some of these guys who are smart, who have talent, but they just don't have a family they can connect with. Shock treatment, yes, it sounds crazy and all that stuff, but there are some of the people shock treatment is reaching. And I agree with it. I'm a sales guy. You got to see the anecdotal data. And we need to hear some feedback. And you know what I think would be positive with some of the results of shock treatment? Let's hear some of the testimonies of the young men who were turned around as a result of that experience. All right? And I tell you, let's shock them with some things. Let's bring some things to their face, because the life has a way of just bringing some realities in your face. And you need to see this is where you're going to end up if you don't change. And some of them we could be able to reach like that. Not all. Some are hardened. Like I said, not, you know, one size fits all. Some of them are hardened and you ain't going to reach them through shock. But you can reach much. Because shock, that age group is the group where a lot of the initiation is done. Where
Absolutely.
A lot of the hurting is, where the guys are looking for somebody to love them. Someone to accept them. So, yes, let's use what we can to reach our young men. But it's going to take all of us. It's going to take the family, the friends. You know who have the guns. You know who's doing the criminal activity. You know who shot that guy last month, last night. You know.
Yeah.
But what are you saying to them? You know, is either kill or be killed? No, you can't be saying that. We need to change the words that we are sending out to be, because these words have life and they have death in them. So it's no one size fit all. Let's put words of affirmation. Let's teach conflict resolution. Let's encourage our young men who have talents. Let's have community centers or places where people can expand on their talents. All right, you're good at this. This is how you can contribute to building your society in your country and making a life for your son. All right, okay, so you didn't have a daddy, but you have a son. You have a child. You want your child to grow up without a daddy?
There's some things you have to change, and some of these things you have to put in the face of some of these men. You got five sons out there, and you're on here gangbanging?
Yep, absolutely.
You're going to end up dead, bro. You ain't going to see your children.
I agree.
All right? Yeah. So, there's a whole bunch of things, but we have to be intentional.
Absolutely.
And I just want to say that. Let's just go ahead and be a part, everyone be a part of the solution. And you walk it on
All right, appreciate you. I'm all for being a part of the solution, no doubt. And I'm all for expanding community programs, et cetera. But what I refuse to do is sit here and dream any longer that these guys involved in this death style are somehow unaware of what it is they're participating in. Let's go to a break. We'll be right back.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, wait, just a hard day. Wait.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave his boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Here we go. Jay. S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the test. Always, you're always covering me. J.S.J. S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises its customers in New Providence and the Family Islands that the corporation will commence mass disconnections beginning Monday, March 28, 2022, on all outstanding accounts and financial agreements. Customers who have not honored their financial agreements are advised to visit their local offices to update those agreements as soon as possible. And all customers are further advised to bring their accounts up to date to avoid the disconnection of their water and sewage services without further notice.
One thing there is no debate about is that BTC has the best rates. Now, the best rates just got better because you pay half the price of the other guys with your BTC home internet and mobile services combined. Switching to BTC is a no-brainer because I pay less with BTC and get super fast internet with speeds up to 600 megs. The other guys, their internet only go up to 105 megs.
Get all the internet you want at half the price when you bundle your home internet and mobile. Visit a BTC store to make the switch today. Conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. It says, afternoon, crime is a symptom of lack of opportunity. Is it now? I remember one guy with political connections had five jobs at the same time, each paying more than $1,000 per week. He died of a heart attack on one of those jobs. Not one of his positions were replaced. I hear you. I'm going to challenge you on that, that crime is a symptom of lack of opportunity. So therefore, all the people who are working jobs that pay minimum wage, they somehow had an abundance of opportunity that those who choose to commit crimes did not have? Is that what you're saying to me? All the men and women who committed crimes, they had no other choice because they lacked opportunities to do something else? Are you sure about that? Or did they choose to abandon looking for other opportunities? So let me ask you this. The kid who was with the landscapers, Bahamian kid, he was in his 20s, with the landscapers, who came to my yard, who's got a high school, I don't even know if he's got a diploma. He left high school, graduated high school. He certainly didn't have a tertiary education. So him who was doing a landscaping job, that didn't pay no bunch of money, cleaning people's yards, he came to me and he said, look, I see that your back porch is getting some algae on it. You know, I could power wash that for you. Would you like me to come Saturday and do it? I say, absolutely, yeah. He goes, I see that you're kind of, your baseboards here outside are kind of worn out. Could I paint that for you? He said, yeah, this kid didn't have a car. You're telling me everyone who commits crime has done so from a lack of opportunity? I don't think so. I think that's a very convenient excuse for a lack of drive, a lack of ambition. But to say that everyone who's involved in a life of crime just does so because they don't have other opportunities elsewise, I don't think so. I think they're making choices. I think there are a lot of people who are born into poverty, who are brainwashed into a system. But at the end of the day, when you become a grown man or woman, you're going to have to start making choices that are going to either lead your life along a better path or lead you down a detrimental one. And life comes at you fast, and you can't always control it. But to say, if I don't have an opportunity now, I'm going to commit crime, not I, no. I think that's a convenient excuse. If I provided opportunity for, if I had more jobs than I could fill in the country, there would still be people who commit crime. There would still be people who steal. There'll still be people who kill, who commit robbery. All right? Crime, and let me tell you something. What these fellas engage in, this ain't no easy work. Dealing drugs, it's a complex issue for most of these guys. It involves transshipment, sales, evasive maneuvers, techniques, setting up contacts. They're invested into what they're doing. All right? If you tell me, Juan, go take a job, where you got to go work all day and stay on your feet and go lift stuff and move stuff and push boxes. But ain't nobody going to be trying to kill you. Or take this job, you can make a bunch of money, but likely it is you'll be dead before you hit 30. I'm going to go move boxes, but that's just me. I guess I'm soft like that maybe. Yeah, so I don't agree with that about a lack of opportunity. That's a very convenient excuse for people who don't want to take responsibility for their own lives. It says, one, I agree with you. No personal responsibility out there. Everyone is to blame. Education, education, education. Because let me show you something. Okay? Ain't nobody make you pull no trigger. A lack of opportunity ain't do that to you. That's what you into. Right? Ain't nobody make you get involved in no illicit activity. That's what you into. Right? You love the streets. You interested in this lifestyle. Don't blame a lack. What does that mean, a lack of opportunity? Find opportunities. The whole bloody ocean out there, half y'all can't swim. 80% of y'all can't swim. Don't know how to tie a fishing line. That's beneath y'all, right? That ain't it. If you don't have a job in AC, it ain't, right? These guys out here fishing who hardly have high school diplomas, who making six figures a year. Go ask them. Them fellas in Long Island, Spanish Wells and all them. Right? They've had some advantages, but they understand how lucrative these things can be. Only, I think, us, or maybe people who look like us, or some of the people who look like us, figure you must have something handed to you. I was disabused of that notion early on. So I'm with you, Juan. These clowns need to go to work. And you may be like, oh, yeah, Juan, have this kind of pull yourself up by the bootstrap. Hey, man, it is what it is. Right? Says, I'm with you, Juan. These clowns need to go to work and stop panhandling. My car doesn't even have a CD player, but I support the guys I see selling them for the mere fact they're in the hot sun actually making an effort. Me too. In fact, if you're trying to make an honest living, I can support you. Like the fellas who be selling, like, the peanut juice and all, I don't drink that, right? But you out here hustling, I'll try support you. When you out here committing crime, then come crying, but I ain't got no mommy, I ain't got no daddy. I saw one of the fellas who got off from killing the teacher who I went to school with. He robbed somebody outside a gas station, went to the judge, talked about, I need help. Yeah, you need help. I could help you. I got an idea what could help you. That's what you choose to do, right? You choose to wait outside the gas station to go rob somebody who actually went to work, who don't want no trouble, because that's what you choose to do. Nobody made you do that. Nobody made you lie in the road and divert the teacher's car and then sit there while your friend opened fire on her, killing her in front of her son. That's what you chose to do. You was grown when you did that. So those who didn't provide you opportunities should be responsible for those choices you made? No. You're not going to put that one on me. One fella came up on me and asked if I could give him $2, and I said to him, no, and he wanted to get angry with me. Yeah, you're going to have to keep your energy together with me. Like, I ain't into the get angry thing. Says, hey, Juan, how do you deal with an armed invasion, shock treatment, hand-holding, counseling sessions, or with a swift and lethal military response? Yeah, you need a military response. That's what I'm into. Because we could, you know, and I'm with the caller saying, you know, let's community program. Yes, for sure. But that's not going to stop these guys who are engaged in wholesale drug trafficking and murder. Right? They're fully vested in this business. Says Juan, we also need to address the gun situation. Glad to hear authorities found the guns being smuggled in through Bimini. Juan, we got to also deal with the not my good son syndrome. Most of these criminals / parents, mothers. Says Juan, I feel your passion and agree. Where have real men and ethics gone to? Long, long time ago, the Bahamas needed much discipline, law and order, national youth or boys to men service. It's telling, showing, look what's happening. Drastic times deserve drastic, effective national serious measures, would say you. Yeah, I'm with you. Says Juan, your brains burn up today. Yes, I agree that some of the homeless people really need to get a job and stop panhandling. A lot of them are mentally ill, right? But a lot of them just ain't into nothing. Right? Because somewhere along the line, you came to believe that you should not be responsible for yourself. Okay. And I'll always recognize, what would the one Rastafel tell me? I'd say, what the white man want me to say? Anyway, I'll always recognize the system and the vestiges of slavery and colonialism. They're undeniable. But at the same time, we got to hold ourselves accountable, man. Right? If we don't do it as a society, don't expect nobody to come do it for us. Good afternoon. Juan, you're cracking me up. You're getting medieval on these troublemakers. No lotion. No, it ain't even a laughing matter. I just... all this outrage. Oh, young men. These young men are murdering each other. They know just what's going on. Right? They're okay, but the young men who are going to school, who get chased by the guys who dropped out of school, they're... What about, where's the compassion for them? But this great swell of compassion for a troubled childhood that these guys who decide to kill each other, I don't get. We gotta take a break. We'll be right back.
At Bronx Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Happy anniversary, My Gateway. Did you know that you can request and pay for over 35 government services on mygateway.gov.bs? Sign up today and access government services online with efficiency and simplicity. It's a celebration of a year of collective success on our digital transformation journey. My Gateway, making government work for you.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
We know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the revolution. This text says, good day, McCartney. Please help me understand why that girl who was fighting so hard for her life, why turn around and take her own life from traumatizing her only child? Do you think a mother would do that? Sometimes being in love makes you do dumb things. Well, I'll say this. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to understand the depth of despair that Carissa Culmer was going through that would reportedly make her do something so against the most basic of human instincts, which is the will to live. So I'm not going to sit here and judge Carissa because I only can begin to understand not the 1,000th part of what she was feeling, and I hope that God rest her soul, because she must have been in a great deal of torment in this life, if that's what she did. So I don't have any judgment for her, only sorrow. Says Juan, watch the lenient sentences these gun traffickers gonna get. Says, good afternoon, McCartney. I listened to the debate between Pastor Carlos Reed and Mr. Cleaver Duncombe during Morning Blend this morning. It validated my theory on Bahamians only loving something because of the attached violence that somehow always makes us feel the issue at hand will be done and gone. I didn't hear that debate. So the cutoff point for Vagrants is Bay Street proper. Oh, okay. I saw one on Saunders Beach before. Hey, Juan, this island is too small for the murder rate to be so high. It looks like every year there seems to be a trend. I think they need to start hanging these criminals. They don't have any respect for themselves or the law. Look, I don't have a problem with hanging criminals, you know. You first gonna have to get some convictions and death sentences, because right now you don't have any. This says, good day, Juan. I'm a woman, and I feel we women are the ones who are having babies indiscriminately. Why are we constantly getting pregnant with all the modes of contraceptives on the market? Then we expect the public to melt when we say we're a single mother. Every time you have sex, that is a possible baby, ladies. Wake up, grow up. I mean, I think you do. We do need to, for the avoidance of all doubt, let's teach young men and women about sexual health and their reproductive systems. Juan, I don't care how that caller said some of those gangbangers are smart and talented. If they're so smart and intelligent, use your brains. Do not, good people do not kill and rob people. They need to be in prison. They're dangerous to society and should be made to pay. Sometimes you got to guess. Sometimes you got to go on ice, you know what I mean, to chill out, to cool out, right? So I put you on a little pause because you can't hear me with all these drugs in your system and all these whatever these hip-hop people talking about. So maybe we let you dry out. You sit down for a while, and when you have a little pause for a while, we could talk about the way forward. Says Juan, I wholeheartedly agree with you. How many times are people going to preach this soft approach to dealing with these young men and nothing changes? Everyone must be held responsible for their actions. I mean, I agree. It says, if a lack of opportunity leads to crime, then how would they explain white-collar crime? You are employed when you do it. Right, exactly. So how many people go on jobs and still steal? Is it they're not paid enough? What is the reason? It says, while we're here talking about solutions, the criminals are doing what they want. Gunshots were just fired in the Kemp Road area. Yeah, because it's a very, like, heady discussion. I was caught in this too a lot, right? Because you want to be like, well, I have certain privileges in my life. My parents sent me to a good school, da da da. And so I feel guilty if I don't try to understand every sympathetic aspect of how these people were possibly raised. And then I thought to myself, you know what? That doesn't even make no sense. Like, my father came from these areas before there was all this crazy crime and drug stuff, but monetarily he had no more than nobody. He started robbing people. I think the one guy called and he said, my father them seemed to be more well off in the community, but, you know, that's perspective. My grandmother had 10 children. She was farming, you know. My grandfather, at least he had a job, I guess. That's what the point was. Yeah, so I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, I can't speak to what's going on. I talked to hundreds of families of murder victims. I don't track gang killings over and repeatedly. I track legislation. These guys choose to be involved in this lifestyle. If you can catch them before they become inundated and set in this way of life, let's do that. Let's try for that. But these grown men out here, very few of them will change. Many of them will die. And that is a choice that they have made due to the business that they are engaged in. Juan, the bottom line is that parents and in some aspects society dropped the ball on raising and properly socializing their children. Sadly, this has been going on for decades, and we are reaping what we have sown. Whether we are to blame or not, this affects us all in higher costs for social programs, etc. We can't turn a blind eye forward, upward, onward, together. Right, and me, I'm not taking no blame. Period. All right? So that ain't on me that y'all can't get y'all stuff together. Okay? We got a lot more text messages. Said Juan, they're trying to live that NBA young boy and Lil Durk lifestyle. Exactly. Says crime is big business, point blank. There's no motivation to truly reduce it in society because there's money to be made. This is our new big industry. It's big money, Juan. Waste of time talking about it. Well, again, I hope to bring some sort of perspective, and other people have their perspective, and they're free to have them. I'm not taking responsibility for these young men and women who choose to engage in this lifestyle, all right? I want these killings to stop. I'm very happy to invest money and resources into helping young people who can still be engaged and still be drawn away from this. But to see these people ride around with AK-47s and slaughter each other, for me to be all bleeding heart about it, let's go talk to them. They know what they're doing. They know just what they're doing. They know just what they're engaged in. They're engaged in a high-stakes game of fast money and almost certain death or imprisonment. And this is what they choose to engage in. If you love it, let it kill you. That's all the time we got today. We're going to talk some more tomorrow. I think we got Dr. Pinto in the second hour tomorrow. Talk about reproductive system health, et cetera. All right, we got to go. That's going to do it for the show. Z Live Off the Record with Shivargo Lang is up next. You guys take care out there and have a great day, Bahamas.